Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and we are here at the Crimson Cup Coffee Shop, and I am having a Cubano, which is a double shot of espresso with simple sugar, I think. It's very, very strong. I'm probably going to be up until Christmas Day, but it's good. I like it.
Hi.
And Gina's here as well, and she's having a pumpkin spice frozen latte, which looks delicious. So yeah, so we just went to BW3 and had some cheese curds and some wings, and they were good. Later on, we're meeting a friend for his birthday. He wants to go to his favorite pizza place, so we're gonna go have pizza with him. And that's pretty much it for today. I don't know about tomorrow. Might just be a hang around the house and ignore the world and do whatever kind of day tomorrow. We'll see. I would like to say I'm sorry that I pretty much missed out on October this year. I came down with a pretty bad cold, actually, and I had my voice was just messed up, and I was sniffling and coughing and hacking and wheezing, and I want to make you guys listen to that, so hopefully next year. But I'm so far behind, I'm like, I don't even know if I could catch up. So Halloween is coming up very, very soon. Gina and I pretty much have our costumes put together, and hopefully we'll get some recognition at the parties that we're going to. But you know me, I don't really care about winning prizes. I'm just there to hang out and celebrate.
We're gonna go to two parties in one day.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, it will. So not a whole hell of a lot going on, really. Just been working and studying for that stupid test again, which I love so much.
I think I dreamed that you passed your test.
Oh, goody.
So maybe that will help.
Yeah. just hanging out. And, I finally finished that game called Witcher 3. I finished the main story. I mean, you can keep playing after the story is completed, but instead I decided to start a new game because they added this download feature where you can basically take your character and start a new game with the character they've already built. So I'm at like level 35, so instead of starting back at 1 with no equipment, I started back at 35 with all the equipment I had gotten in the last game. And then I think the monsters level up with you, so it adds a new level of challenge to the game. So that's good. That's a good way to give playability to a game. And Witcher is one of those games where, like, you can make different choices on how you deal with different situations and different people. So it's a fun game. I'm looking forward to playing it again. But I've got so many games and so many books that I want to read. And it's Halloween season, so I'm wanting to watch the horror movies and all that fun stuff. So it's easy to get busy anymore. But yeah. I did see Guillermo del Toro's new movie called Crimson Peak, and I thought it was really good. I am a big fan of his work. Outside of a couple of movies here and there, like, I wasn't real big on Pacific Rim, to be honest. But Mama, which I think he produced it. I don't know if he directed it. They produced it, and I think he did the short film that it was based on. And then The Orphanage and Pan's Labyrinth is absolutely beautiful movie. And the Hellboy movies were really good as well. So I'm a huge fan of Guillermo. So So yeah, we will see what's going on this weekend as far as midnight movies. They've kind of shot them down a little bit now that school started. Blah. Even though the theater I like to go to is attached to two bars. And well, one bar, I think one's a nightclub, but maybe it's a bar. I don't know. Dance bar, dancing, college kids looking for the hookup and shit like that. I'm just there to watch movies. But it's one of the only, if not the only, theater in Columbus that'll play independent horror films. There's an independent theater right by my house, but it only plays, like, touchy-feely, deep emotion, introspective cowboys eating chocolate pudding type movies. So, that kind of stuff. That they're what?
That Sudoku game that you play, somebody that makes games for blind people made up, it's called Blindfold. There's a Blindfold Sudoku.
Oh.
Sorry.
So apparently there's a version of Sudoku for blind people, which is awesome. So. Yeah, I'm a big Sudoku fan, so. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to finish this coffee, which will, you know, give me keep me awake until Christmas Day, which will help. And I will talk to everybody later. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.